The main opposition, NPP, has finally petitioned the Supreme Court challenging the validity of the 2012 presidential elections, which the chairman of the Electoral Commission declared the incumbent John Dramani Mahama president-elect. The party says by its calculations and conclusions reached, the Supreme Court should annul the declaration of the presidential election of the December polls by Dr. Kojo Farajan. Radio Ghana's Amasewa Bediako and Yaya Kwamwa were there and have come through with this report.
The petition was filed at the Registry of the Supreme Court by Egbert Fable Jr. and Godfred Yeboah Adami, members of the NPP legal team, at 12:20 noon Friday, December 28. It is between Nana Dodankwa Akufo-Addo, Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia, Angie Obechebi Lamte of the New Patriotic Party, and the president-elect John Dramani Mahama, and the country's elections regulatory body, the Electoral Commission. According to the petitioners, the EC had assured all stakeholders of transparency and integrity of the process of the December 2012 polls. It contends that contrary to this, on December 8th, which also was the second day for voting, while provisional results of ballots cast in the polling stations were being declared and voting was still underway in some polling stations, it came to the notice of some members of the public that officers of Superlock Technologies Limited, STL, a security installation and information technology company, were receiving the results of the elections before transmitting them to the EC's strong room. The NPP argues that this arrangement was unknown to them or the Inter-Party Advisory Committee, IPAC. Per their conclusions reached, there were diverse flagrant violations of the statutory provisions and regulations that governed the conduct of a recently held presidential election, which substantially affected the outcome of the elections as declared by the Electoral Commission on Sunday the 9th of December. According to the petitioners, which is the NPP, the Commission allowed voting to take place in many polling stations across the country without prior biometric verification by the EC or the assistants, contravening Regulation 32 of CI 75. These votes, the party notes, were unlawfully taken into account in the declaration of results by the EC in the presidential elections held on the 7th and 8th of this month. It also notes that there were widespread instances where different results were strangely recorded on the declaration forms, otherwise known as the pink or blue sheets, in respect of polling stations bearing the same codes. Again, the party intimates that the election was characterized by gross irregularities which essentially impugned the validity of the results in the 4,709 polling stations. Per the conclusions reached by the party, the total valid votes cast for their candidate is 4,853,114 as against the EC's declaration of 5,248,898. That of the president-elect John Mahama is 4,658,352 as against EC's 5,574,761. By this calculation, Nana Dodankwa Akufo-Addo chalked up 50.28% of the total valid votes, while John Dramani Mahama got 48.26%. In view of this, the petitioners are praying the Supreme Court to declare that John Mahama was not validly elected as the President of the Republic, while candidate Akufo-Addo was validly elected President in the December 2012 polls. Consequentially, any others the court may deem fit could apply to the release being sought. The Electoral Commission and the Attorney General, who is the legal representative of government, have 21 days to respond within the date of service.
You heard Amasewa Bediako and Yaya Kwamwa's report on the NPP's petition to the Supreme Court.
Still on the NPP, the party says it has no plans of destabilizing the country. The party insists its legal battle is aimed at deepening Ghana's democracy and the rule of law. At a news conference yesterday, the MPP said it has issues with 1,340,000 and 18 votes which can overturn the verdict of the 2012 presidential election. The party hinted that it will in the next few days start another battle on some of the parliamentary results. George Asikri reports.
The news conference was addressed by Nana Akufo-Addo, who is the first petitioner, Dr. Mahmoud Baumia, the second petitioner, and Jake Obechebe Lamsey, the third petitioner. Speaking on the evidence, Dr. Baumia said figures on the biometric register given by the EC kept changing at various stages prior to the 2012 election.
That we had around 13 million registered voters and that some cleaning up was to be done. By the time we saw the cleaned up register in November, biometric register had increased from around 13 million that was announced at the end of the registration exercise to 14 million. Now when you clean up, understand that it will reduce the numbers as you find problems inevitable. Cleaning up doesn't really mean you should up the numbers. On December 9th, as the electoral commissioner was announcing the results, suddenly mentioned a new figure for the registered vote. And that got us wondering what had actually taken place, because the voters register had increased suddenly from 14,031,680 to 14,158,809. It's a difference of about 127,000. Now, what we found out was that there was a marked discrepancy between the total registered voters for the parliamentary election and the total registered voters for the presidential election. Now, this is supposed to be one register, different polling stations with the same serial number. Now, how does that happen?
Dr. Baumia said the NPP detected that an excess of 620,443 people voted, whilst 456,933 people voted without going through the verification process. The first petitioner, Nana Akufo-Addo, said he still believes in the MPP. He thanked all who voted for him and added that the battle is still the loss. Nana Addo admitted that in an election, there are bound to be irregularities, but where the irregularities favor the NDC's candidate, it makes it impossible for him to concede defeat.
Almost every innovation that the Electoral Commission has brought has been an instigation of the NPP. Transparent ballot box, photo ID card, biometric registration and verification. We, the ruling party of the day, accepted in 2008 a verdict losing a presidential election by the narrowest of margins without any fault. All we have made a shining example. In an election, we cast votes. When the votes are counted, the count is collated, the results are announced, and formal declarations of results are made. The casting of the ballot, that is the rest of the activity, I bet, administrative duty.
The national chairman of the NPP, who is the third petitioner, said very soon the NPP will start another battle with some of the parliamentary results.
We are also well prepared to mount a number of challenges at the parliamentary level.
The NPP urged its supporters to remain calm and wait for the Supreme Court to give its final ruling on the case.
George Asikri reporting.